On the evening of Saturday, February 22, families, friends, and neighbors will gather under the winter sky in Timmins for the annual Coldest Night of the Year Walk, Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins' largest fundraiser. Kelsey McDonnell, ACT's executive director, says, "The annual walk is a heartwarming event that can make a real difference in the lives of those facing hurt, hunger, and homelessness in our community. It's about walking in the shoes of those who face daily food insecurity, reminding all of us that hunger doesn't take a break when the temperatures drop. Every dollar raised goes directly to support ACT's good food programs that provide fresh, locally sourced produce to the community through its fresh market, food delivery, and culinary workshops." Kelsey adds, "We partner with local growers and grocers to reduce food insecurity while promoting food sustainability." ACT is a registered charity that does not receive government funding, relying almost entirely on community donations and fundraising for support. Good Food Programs. ACT's Good Food Box program offers the community high-quality produce at affordable prices. Each month it delivers up to 250 boxes of fresh produce at significant savings, $20 for a large box, $12 for a small box, and $3 for delivery. Kelsey says, "Each month we give 30 boxes to those in need, at no cost to them. The boxes contain leafy greens, fruit, and various vegetables. There are individuals who buy boxes simply to support the program. The more it grows, the greater the community awareness is of its benefits." The Good Food Market is a year-round, pop-up-style mobile market, open weekly at ACT's Cedar Street office. The produce is purchased in bulk from farmers and two local grocers, Foodland and Pick of the Crop, and is sold to the wider community at discounted prices. ACT's Community Gardens offers garden plots to people who enjoy growing their own produce but don't have the space to do it. The Collective Cooking Program is a way to bring people who want to learn culinary skills together. The workshops help individuals effectively utilize the food in their refrigerator. Kelsey is encouraging individuals to participate. She says, "The more people who participate, the more the programs thrive, which then allows us to apply for funding to help the most vulnerable in our community." Paying Healthy Dividends. Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins' approach to food insecurity and the health benefits it brings is backed by science that shows consuming fresh produce boosts immunity, improves mental health, and reduces the risk of chronic disease. But the impact runs deeper in that every basket of produce also nurtures community bonds. Kelsey says, "One lady who had just received her Good Food Box came into our office in tears because there was a zucchini in her box, and she hadn't been able to afford zucchini for a long time." The beauty about ACT's work lies in its partnerships. Local growers and grocers play a crucial role in making fresh food accessible to all. One local farmer promised to plant more microgreens, peppers, and onions to extend his supply. ACT provides a cycle of care that fuels healthier lives, and the community is responding. This past Christmas, with the help of the local Toyota dealership, the community filled two Tundra trucks with a ton of food. Kelsey says, "We did 600 Christmas food boxes, which is double what we would normally do. Between donations and sponsors, we raised over $61,000. We had incredible support from the community, with groups of volunteers helping us pack and deliver the boxes in a day." Coldest Night of the Year Walk. On the evening of Saturday, February 22, ACT is hoping to have its largest turnout to date. At least 25 teams and more than 100 walkers are expected to participate. Anyone can sign up as a captain and recruit their own fundraising team members who are raising money in creative ways. Kelsey says, "We have teams doing a yoga class where the admission to the class is a donation to the walk. We've had participants conducting team building competitions among their coworkers." On Saturday, February 22, everyone meets at ACT's office in Timmins, and at 5 p.m. they head outdoors and do either a 2 kilometers or 5 kilometers walk on a predetermined route, with volunteers cheering them on and bringing awareness to the issues of hunger and homelessness. Community support is crucial and has an incredible impact. Every $20 donated helps to feed a household. Every $500 donated helps to feed a neighborhood. Every $2,000 donated helps to feed the community. Kelsey McDonnell adds, our fundraising goal is $65,000 and we would like to make 2025 our biggest fundraising event to date. There is a link to the fundraising page on the Coldest Night of the Year website. For more information on how to get register, donate, or volunteer, visit here. In taking each step, participants are walking for something bigger than themselves. They're walking for the single mother trying to stretch her grocery budget, the senior who wants a healthy meal without worrying about costs, and children who need nourishing food on their plates. During the Coldest Night of the Year walk, the warmth of the community comes together to ensure that no one in Timmins should have to wonder where their next meal will come from. For Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins, the walk is also about building a stronger, healthier community. By joining the walk, you're not only to helping to fund Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins vital programs, together, you're taking steps big and small, to ensure that no one goes hungry. Contact the Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins online or Facebook. For more information on Coldest Night of the Year, visit here.